With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The Titan submersible disaster was preventable. That's the conclusion reached by a Coast Guard investigation of the 2023 disaster and left five people dead. The deep sea sub imploded while on its way to the wreckage of the Titanic. Texas House Speaker Dustin Burroughs says Democrats who fled the state to block a vote on redrawn congressional maps face a choice. They can return to work or risk arrest.
Whether it's tomorrow or next week, the House will complete its required duties. I have signed the civil arrest warrants. We will work with DPS to locate members.
The revised maps designed to reflect the will of the voters. Democrats, though, cry racism, accusing Republicans of playing politics. Attorney General Bondi has ordered the Department of Justice to proceed with a probe into the Trump-Russia investigation, follows the release of documents that discredit the inquiry that found Moscow interfered in the 2016 U.S. presidential election in favor of Mr. Trump.
Bondi has directed a prosecutor to present evidence to a grand jury after referrals from the Trump administration's top intelligence official. It's not clear which former officials might be the target of any grand jury activity, where the grand jury that might ultimately hear evidence will be located, or which prosecutors, whether career employees or political appointees, might be involved in pursuing the investigation.
Correspondent Ken Lorman. A wildfire in California's Los Padres National Forest has charred more than 70,000 acres, still threatens hundreds of homes. On Wall Street this morning, stocks have turned negative. The Dow, the Nasdaq, and the S&P all modestly lower. This is SRN News. There is a problem with police training in Massachusetts.
Moms for Liberty is a conservative organization that campaigns to get pornographic books out of the public schools. But the Massachusetts Police Training Committee has placed Moms for Liberty on a list of extremist groups that includes Antifa. According to documents obtained by the Daily Wire, the police training material states that group members, quote, use parents' rights as a vehicle to attack public education and make schools less welcoming for minority and LGBTQ plus students. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The U.S. military chaplaincy marking 250 years, even as the military as a whole does so. In 1775, a year before there was a United States, and 6 weeks after the Continental Army was formed, George Washington made a declaration that has shaped the military ever since. We need chaplains. 250 years later, across the globe, thousands of clergy in uniform continue to provide counsel and care to military members. The owners of the cargo ship that crashed into the Francis Scott Key Bridge near Baltimore are suing the company that built the vessel.
The lawsuit filed in federal court in Pennsylvania last week alleges negligence in the design of a critical switchboard on the ship. Grace Ocean Private, the owner of the dolly, filed the lawsuit against Hyundai Heavy Industries in U.S. District Court for the Eastern District of Pennsylvania. Hyundai Heavy Industries could not immediately be reached for comment. Grace Ocean Private contends the switchboard was defectively designed in a manner that wiring connections were not secure. Keith Peters, Washington.
Several thousand Boeing machinists remain off the job for a second day. The strike affects Boeing's work on military aircraft and weapons systems. The strikers rejected a contract proposal offering a 20% wage hike over 4 years. More details at SRNNews.com.